Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. This is the Depo Provera helpline. This is a recorded line.
Yes, Randy, I have a potential claimant here. This is for the depot.
Yes, sir.
And her first name I submitted to the portal is Tibrecia. That's Tybrecia. Last name Mack, Mack.
And do you have her phone number?
Yes, 864-276-4729. And she's on the line.
Thank you so much, but you can transfer. I'll try to help her out.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
right, Miss Mack, he's going to take care of you, okay? Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Miss Mac. How are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Good. My name is Randy Reese. It is like the peanut butter cups. That makes it easier for you to remember if I say that, okay? Everybody knows the peanut butter cups, right?
Right.
Ma'am, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay. And can I just confirm your phone number is 864-276-4729?
That's correct.
Okay. If we should become disconnected, I would be calling you back from my desk phone, which is a 949 number, and I'm going to go ahead and text you that number and my name right now, so you'll have that handy. And the only reason I mention it is sometimes these calls do get disconnected on the transfers. So just bear with me one second. And I'll pull that up for you. And it's also got my email located in there as well. Okay, here that comes. Thank you, ma'am. Now, this next question really is just housekeeping, but I am required to ask it. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, ma'am, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that a yes? You're willing to affirm that?
That I haven't seen attorney is what you were
You,
asking.
I'm asking if you've
Yeah.
most importantly have not signed documents with another law firm.
Oh no, I
So
have
that's,
not.
you're willing to affirm that then. So yes, correct?
Yes,
Thank you.
correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, Ms. Mack?
Yes, sir.
Thank
Yes.
you. Are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
And do you know your date of diagnosis?
Yes, it was April of 2018.
April, what day did you say, ma'am?
It was April.
Do you know the approximate day? And just your best guess is good because remember, we'll get your medical records.
Right. I want to say that it was 2018 in April.
Okay. Do you remember approximate?
Actually, sorry, that was the date of my surgery. I'm sorry. It should have been July the 15th, yes, of 2021.
That's your diagnosis, July the 15th of 2021.
Yes, correct. Yes,
Okay. And
yes.
what's your date of birth?
It's once January the 6th, 1995.
Thank you, young lady. And of course, you have my name and phone number, so if you do know anybody else that was injured by the depo, please give them my name and number so we can help them file a claim as well. Now,
Okay.
sorry, did you consume the brand name Depo Provera? Or
Yes.
did you use the generic also, or
It
was it
was
just,
Pfizer.
pardon me?
It was
Okay.
the Pfizer brand.
Right, Depo Provera. So you didn't use the generic then. It was just the Pfizer brand, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo for at least a year?
Yes, I did.
Now, within that 1 year, well, within any one of the years that you used Depo, can you confirm that you had at least four injections during that year before you got diagnosed?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Now, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
And when did you start using Depo approximately? Just, I know it's best your memory, please.
I started the year of 2018.
Okay. Do you remember approximately which
Taking
month?
the injection. April 2018 of
And
taking the injection.
was that at the beginning of the month, middle of the month, end of the month? What do you think?
I want to say maybe the beginning because I always had it around the beginning of the month.
Okay. So we'll just put April 1st, and would that be acceptable for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and when did you stop using it? And usually that goes along with your pretty close to your diagnosis date. Do you remember when you stopped using it?
Yes, it should have been in July, like around maybe the end of the month of July.
Okay, but you got diagnosed on the 15th of July of 2021, correct?
Yes, correct. That's the date that they diagnosed me with the brain tumor that
Did
I
you
had.
get a shot after that?
After that date? No, because that's 2021. I started in 18, and 2018 is when I started the injections.
Oh, when did you stop using the injections?
So I stopped maybe in 2020, like around the summer, maybe. I want to say maybe June.
Of 2021?
Yes.
Okay. So probably like the middle of June?
Middle of June. I would say in the middle, like the 17th or 18th, around in there. Now, it wasn't the end or the beginning.
I know.
I'm not even.
It usually goes along with the end of the school year is why I kind of jog those dates a little bit. Usually okay. June. You know what I'm saying. So I have your, yeah. You started approximately 04/01/2018, and you ended approximately 06/17 of 2021. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a woman.
Thank you, ma'am.
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
And can you please spell your first name for me, Miss Mack?
TYBRESHIA.
And please spell your last name for me, Miss Mack.
My last name is Mack, M-A-C-K.
Thank you, ma'am. And is there any suffix to your name?
No.
Okay. There usually isn't, but once in a while I'll get a lady that tells me there is, ma'am. I'm serious about that, okay?
And yeah, I believe it. In the times we live in now, you have to ask. I know.
You do. Thank you for your understanding. You got it. Even the gender question. What's funny about that one is I have to ask, but this claim is only open to females, obviously. So, but I still have to ask.
Yeah, about the only females to take the full shot.
That's correct. That is correct. Well, Pfizer does have men's products too, but that's a whole different conversation. Okay. So, ma'am, to confirm, your email address is bremack95@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And then, ma'am, for your phone number, I have 864-276-4729.
Yes.
And is this a mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Either is fine.
Okay. And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
I would say in probably around this time, like
okay.
The day before lunch.
Perfect. And what is your address, ma'am?
My address is 2125 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, apartment 4I.
The Bronx. Okay, apartment 4I. Okay, 4I. They make me, it's a little different if you've ever done this on Google Maps. It gets confused about the Bronx.
It does.
So you already know what I'm talking
about. Trust me,
I've
been at wrong locations. Yes, I do. I've been in wrong locations. The GPS sent me about the Bronx, and I'm like, this is not where I'm supposed to be.
Well, you have to type in the Bronx, and it gets confused. I swear, when I type it in here, now I'm in California, and this isn't my first time of doing this, and when I type it in, it gets confused, and it just leaves it blank. And actually, the form won't fly. The intake that we're doing, it won't fly with that blank. So I've just learned to type in the Bronx. It's easy, right? It's kind of, and I've been there before. I went to a Yankees game, and I just love how the subway dropped me off right in front of the stadium. That was so cool. We don't have none
of that. It's nice, right?
It is. Ms. Mack, who was your diagnosing doctor, the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma? And I could help pull it up on Google to get the rest of his information or hers. Do you remember who that was?
Yes, it was Jeffrey Bruce.
Jeffrey Bruce, hang on. And that was in New York? Oh, I found him already. I don't even need to ask.
Yeah. It should have been like a neurosurgeon. Is a
He is
neurosurgeon.
a neurosurgeon, and he's got excellent reviews too, young lady. Okay. So it appears you're in good hands. And did you see him there at 168th Street in New York, or did you go to a facility?
I seen him there at 158.
Okay, because I've got that address, so let me just copy and paste that. Hang on, bear with me. And it asks it a few times, so just bear with me. I'm just kind of knocking it out.
Okay.
And thank you for knowing that. You made it easy. A lot of times I have to Google a whole lot of stuff before. Oh, that's it. So you did good. Okay. Now, did you, and this is, I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but did you have to go to a hospital or a different facility for any treatment?
Yes, I had to go to a Montefiore hospital.
What's it called?
Montefiore. I could spell it for you if you.
Please do.
It's in the Bronx. It's M-O-N. Montefiore.
Okay, there it is. And you went to the one at the Einstein campus?
It should be the 210 street in the Bronx.
I'll find it. There is one for the Bronx.
10476.
Hang on. Okay, why don't you tell me again the address?
It should be 111 East 210th Street.
I found it. Thank you.
New York.
Yeah, thank you. There's several locations. That's why I was asking you to tell me again.
Yeah, we have it's millions of these hospitals up here. So I can't
No worries.
Imagine.
No worries. It's there. That's good, though, because, you know, if something were to happen, you could go to any one of them.
Any one of them. Yeah, it is. It is a good thing.
Right. And I have their phone number, too, but I'm just typing it. It's easier to just type it. 920-4321. Did you know the zip to that one? I don't actually have to have
yes,
it.
Yes, it's 10467.
10467. Thank you. And which doctor did you see there? Do you remember?
I see my OBGYN.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Hold on. Montefiore. You're being very thorough, too, and this really just helps the claim, so I appreciate it. And if you know how these work, they're not like class action suits. And what I mean by that is that each case is judged by its merit. So if you know in a class action suit, what happens is let's say hypothetically a settlement of $100 came out. Well, all the participants split mm-hmm. that $100. Okay. This isn't that type of suit. Each case is judged on its individual merits. And so if somebody wasn't injured too much, they may still get a settlement, but it wouldn't be as much. Which it isn't fair to someone like you that had a brain tumor. You know what I'm saying? So in the sense of fairness, you know, now I can't talk dollar amounts, but in terms of the sense of fairness, what's good about these types of claims is if somebody was, you know, really, really injured, you know, and it sounds like you were, even though you sound really good, that's still a terrible thing to have gone through. Anyways, having said that, I know it. I do know it, Miss Mac. And you said that you were treated by your OBGYN. What's their doctor's name?
Can I spell? I don't know how to say it. I still
please,
don't know
how to say please
name,
spell it. Please spell
but
it.
But I can spell it for you. Yeah. it's his first name is Peter, but I call him Dr. Blas. It's,
okay.
B as in boy, A L, A Z S.
I think you say it right.
I don't know if I said it right or not.
Now, he's the one that also prescribes you medications as well?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good, because that was the next question.
Yes.
Perfect. I'll get to that in 1 second. Now, where do you see Dr. Peter outside of the hospital also, or do you just go see him there at Montefiore Hospital?
I see him at a different address.
What is that
he
address?
He has, like, is 4422, and it's third. It's on Third Ave, Bronx, New York.
The Bronx,
which is
New York. Hold on.
I have the zip code if you need it.
I do. 1 second, though. The Bronx, NY, and the zip.
10457.
Thank you so much. Do you have a phone number for them?
I do not.
Okay, I do have,
Actually, let me
I have Dr. Peters' phone number. Would you like it?
Yes, because
It's
I don't have it.
area code 718
Okay.
920-4321.
Okay.
Now, when you, well, that would have been, if Dr. Peter was the one to prescribe, that would have been also from the hospital, correct? Or did you see him somewhere else too? Well, yeah, you did. You saw him at,
The hospital.
okay. Perfect. Thank you. They're all kind of right within each other, correct?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, especially you got a great subway there. We our transportation. I live in the LA Metro, but I'm actually in Orange County. We have the worst public transportation you have ever experienced. I don't know if you've been out here, but it's crazy. And in New York, the very, very
Yeah, I
first
have a
time,
phone.
well, I was going to say the very
Go
first time I went, no problem, never even got lost riding those subways. No experience whatsoever. It was so easy. So, right.
It
Now, Ms. Mack, which pharmacy do you go to, like Walgreens, CVS? Where do you go to pick up your prescriptions?
I go to Walgreens.
Walgreens. And do you, which one do you go to?
It's in the Bronx, and it should be Soundview Ave. I have the address for that too.
Okay. Would that be 925 Soundview Ave?
Yes,
Okay.
zip code 10473.
Yeah, look, I found it. I'm laughing because you were way ahead of me on all these. And usually it's quite the opposite, to be quite honest with you. So I do appreciate it. Okay,
Well, thank you. I
10473. And they even give me
will.
the 718-328-2129. Okay, got that. What's nice about Walgreens is they have them out here. Let's say that you were actually out here and you, for some reason, needed a medication. You can go to Walgreens here and get it, you know, from your pharmacy in the Bronx. So one thing I do like about
Yes.
that, you know, you're
That's the
almost.
one reason why I chose Walgreens, for that reason. If I was to go anywhere and need my medication, that
Right.
the doctor could just send it to that one.
So I have a question, and I do kind of put it in here. And remember, I told you about how these cases work. You know, how are you
Yes.
doing? How are you doing now?
I'm okay. I'm still going to see the doctor here and there to check to make sure that it doesn't that all of the brain tumor was removed, and then also I have numerous CT scans and MRI scans to make sure that the brain tumor is not there
So you're
and
being
not
continuously
growing.
monitored.
Yes, correct.
And so are you a little bit
I am.
nervous in case maybe it comes out of remission or shows up again? You're not really technically in remission. It's technically been removed, but are you worried that it might show up again?
I am, but I hope not, because it's a brain tumor. It's kind of like having cancer.
No,
I'm
I know.
afraid.
I know. I'm so sorry for you, poor thing.
Thank you
Okay.
so much.
Oh, no worries. Okay. Thank you for that. Now, you don't technically have to have them in your hand, but can you confirm to me that medical records do exist for you with this injury? And if you have them, great. But if not, if needed, you can get them for us. Meaning, have you seen those? You can confirm that those medical records do exist. Would that be correct?
Oh yes, everything is correct.
Okay.
I will. I don't have them physically with me, but it could be something that I could get for you guys,
Okay.
or
One of the
show,
forms.
or have give you access.
Well, here's the deal, and I'm going to ask you for that in a second, but just so that you know, it's always better if the attorneys are able to get the medical records because obviously then there's no question about how they where they came from. But in that same
Right.
respect, in that same respect, because you've confirmed that the medical records do exist, if we need assistance, you will be able to get those and send them either mail or electronically if requested, correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. That's really all we're looking for because one of the things that we are going to ask you to do is allow us to get the records on our own, which, like I say, is always better for your case because then it'll just be, you know, stamped from the hospital right to the attorney, blah, blah, blah. That's perfect. Now, prior to you getting the brain tumor that we've been speaking of, did you ever have any cancer diagnosis before that?
No.
Thank you. And for the purpose of getting your medical records and quality assurance, I do need your social security number, please.
Okay. It is 251-45-2591.
Thank you. I have two. I'm going to say it low. 251-45-2591.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm just looking up. You really are almost done. You're seconds away from being done now. Now this one here, we do request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you and we're not able to get a hold of you. This is for an extended period of time, but this would ensure that we can continue your case. This precaution helps prevent any disruptions, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance when we can't get a hold of our clients. So, could you please give me the name and the phone number of someone that you would trust? And we wouldn't be giving him the details of the case. It would just be a call and say, "Hey, we're trying to get a hold of Miss Mac." So, who would you trust for us to be able to do that?
You can put my brother down.
What's his first name?
It is T Avion is T I A V I A N.
Gotcha. And what's Tivion's phone number?
It is. I don't have
I know we
eight
do
four five.
this trouble with phones is you don't know numbers anymore because they're all stored in the phone.
Yes.
Eight four,
That's exactly.
right,
But
eight
it's
four
eight
five.
four five. 537 6696.
6656.
6696.
Six. I know. Sometimes I have trouble hearing on these phones. Well, I haven't had to call you back off the other line, but you remember I mentioned sometimes it gets a little tough on these phones sometimes. Sorry about that. But you are like as far away from me as you possibly could be and still be in the United States. So, all right. Now, do you know your brother's email address, or can I just put your email address in the event that you're not available, he'd be able to access yours?
I don't. He can access mine, but I don't know his email.
That's fine. We'll
He
put
can put
yours then.
mine.
That's fine. We will put yours then as well. He's your brother after all. And
Yes, he is.
nothing's gonna happen. So hold on.
Yeah, I don't feel bad showing my password to him.
Oh, good. And that, you know what? That was 4 I on the apartment, correct?
Yes,
Okay.
correct.
Okay, because eyes look funny when you type them in. Okay, let me just check something out. Okay, so far, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
No, I haven't. Well, for a job, I have, yeah.
This is the same thing. It's super easy. It's just doing its thing right now. I do have a firm that will take your case, so congratulations on that. And you know, it's a shame that you had to get sick, but maybe we can get you some justice here. And what I mean by that is that I'm going to get a little passionate with you for a second because I do this, and you should hear the things I hear. But really, what this claim is about is just these manufacturers putting profits before people. And that's exactly what happened. And in the case of you guys, you know, they were too quick to take this stuff to market. They really were. And it's a shame what's happened. It's just that simple. I don't know how else to say it. So the only way that Big Pharma is ever gonna, you know, have to, let's just say, and I hate to use this word, but pay the price is when you get them in the pocketbook. So for me, this isn't about money at all, ma'am. But
No.
although if a little money in your pocket can help, you know, overcome some of the things that you've had to go through, but nothing's gonna make up for the physical and emotional that you've gone through. Nothing is. Right?
No.
Right.
You're right.
No, I know. So, and I really mean that. I really do. I know we've had some fun on this phone call, but I'm
I could
really, really passionate.
tell. I
Okay,
could tell.
good.
You're very, very nice and sweet. I could tell that you really mean it. Thank you so much for
Thank
that.
you. Now, do me a favor. Go into your inbox. You could either access it via text or email, but I just sent you a text and it came from DocuSign. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, click however you want to do it, but I would say the text is easiest, Ms. Mack. If you click onto that
Okay.
text and open it up, the first thing it's going to ask you to do is check a box on the right-hand side, and it's going to ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically. And yes, my name is Randall, even though I go by Randy. You probably saw that on the email, right. Randall Reese. Okay. And it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, I think that your generation really doesn't have any issues. Just everything you're going to want to do is going to be in yellow. And it's going to ask you to make a signature. It's going to say adopt and sign. After you do that, it'll probably ask you to make some initials. Same thing. But just I'm going to be quiet now and let you let it do its thing. So please feel free to speak up if you have a question.
Okay, I have it. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Let me give you a tip too. When you get to the end, you don't have to download the app that it's going to try to ask you to do, because you're already going to get a copy of this into your email. That's the way we have it set up. You don't have to use their app. And I don't know, how often do you do DocuSigns? Not that often, right?
Not that often.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
It is. Right. So thank you. I did receive that back. And so what happens here is we do review this over in our compliance department, but what'll happen is you should be getting an introductory call. This will come from the actual attorneys, but it's Pulaski 84 is the firm. I did also text you their phone number as well. You may actually hear from them today, but if not, no worries, because today is Friday is the only thing. But your claim is filed now, and I do really appreciate you taking advantage of this. I'm not going to go on that pulpit again, but seriously. And don't forget, if you know any other ladies that got sick from taking that shot, please give them my name and number. I'm never allowed to ask you for names and phone number, okay? But you can give mine out to anybody that you want. Now, back to you.
Okay.
Hang in there. These cases do take a little bit of time, but I will tell you, they have started settling them. I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts, Ms. Mack, but if you go on to Google, you can actually Google what the average depo lawsuit is coming out at.
Okay.
If you're interested. And listen, if you don't need the money, donate it to a woman's shelter or something. Seriously.
That sounds good.
Okay. Young lady, you have a blessed weekend, and I really, really hope the best for you. And, you know, you sound really, really good, if that makes any difference to me. So,
I'm in a good space.
Good for you. And I do talk to a lot of ladies, and they can't all say the same thing. So congratulations on that as well. And you just keep thriving, ma'am. You're doing fine.
I will. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You have a blessed day as well. And nice talking with you, okay?
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.